Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, visual record keeping, part one. Here we go.
Folks, for those of you who are listening, when this comes out, 2014 is right around the corner. As we've sent emails to many of you, it's a very good chance that I won't be presenting after 2014. So if you want to come to a public conference where I'm going to be presenting, you need to go to the website and check out those dates. We're just getting too busy for me to be everywhere that I need to be, and Mike says I should be home more often. So come see us at a conference in 2014. Hope to see you there.
Well, meetings aren't inherently bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but look, if you've been in the professional world for any length of time, you know that there are a lot of meetings that are bad. And if they are, and there are a lot of meetings,
yeah,
life is really not a lot of fun. But it's not the meeting itself, right? I mean, meetings have a very useful purpose.
Good,
we need
good
them.
Meetings are great. Right? When you get to, you run your meetings well, good meetings are great.
So the problem is not the meeting. The problem is us.
Right.
Most of us need to learn better behaviors for different types of meetings. And we had a really great experience with this particular tool here recently. And one of the powerful tools we know of is the use of visual record keeping. And thanks to technology today, it's a lot easier than it used to be 50 years ago or 30 years ago in my life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is one of my all-time favorite manager tools, visual record keeping. It's astounding to me every time I use it, if I haven't used it for a while, how good it works. So what we're going to talk about today is recommending visual record keeping for meetings where you're doing planning, you're having open discussions about the future, or you're doing idea capture, somewhat like brainstorming. And basically what we're going to recommend is you take notes in front of everybody else. That's what we call it, visual, so everybody can see the notes. You write down what people say, not characterizations of what they said. You write down, not verbatim, but as close to it as you can get. You write it down so everybody can see it on a whiteboard or on a flip chart paper or as we like to do it on Windows with white paper behind them. You don't have anybody else take notes during the meeting. Nobody else gets to take notes during the meeting. Individual note-taking is often antithetical to the collaboration that comes from the kind of open discussion you want. And there are people who won't like that, but it's what makes meetings more effective. There's no need for art or sketches. A lot of people don't do record keeping, visual record keeping, because, oh, I feel like I have to do sketch notes or something, which is completely unnecessary. Then you share the raw notes openly. In other words, the notes are created and then you have your meeting's notes. And it's easy, you just take pictures of them. And then sometimes it's good to summarize or to, at the end of the meeting or the end of the hour, however long you're using visual record keeping, make some notes about deliverables or what have you, and then that becomes part of the record as well.
Okay, so let's talk more about the idea of visual record keeper for planning, open/future discussions, idea capture,
right,
all that kind of stuff. So, but first of all, what is visual record keeping? Kind of define that more precisely for us.
It's one person, and only one person in a meeting, taking notes of a discussion. Usually that person, by the way, is facilitating while they're taking notes. That doesn't have to be so, but usually it's easiest. They're doing it in real time. They're not typing. They're actually handwriting notes, and they're writing them on a whiteboard or on a window or on a piece of paper so that everyone can see and read the notes, and they're capturing the spoken words as faithfully as is reasonable. They're not trying to characterize it or summarize it, but on the other hand, they don't have to write down verbatim.
Okay.
And in fact, what we've done here is we use this frequently when we talk about the future, and we've included on the website, rather than just limiting it to those of you who have licenses, we've decided to take, we took a photograph from a recent manager tool strategy offsite where we were discussing theory of the business. And there's a photograph on the webpage for this podcast that you'll be able to look at. You'll see a picture of my patio, the sliding glass door that leads to the patio, the back of my house. And on the back, on the inside of the sliding glass door, is sticky flip chart paper, the kind you can buy, the 3M post-it note paper that's big enough. You could use regular paper and just tape it up if you wanted.
Yes, yeah.
And what we're doing is writing. We've written on the front which because we were outside, is the outside of a sliding glass window. And the beauty of that is it's I think it's probably 10, 12 feet wide and 8 feet high. And we're using dry erase markers writing on the glass. And as it happens, the particular time that we took the picture of it, this is the first part of the meeting, I was the one making notes. You'll see my writing on the glass. And what you'll see, if you look at the picture, is 95% words. And there are a few squiggles, there are a few arrows or circles where a connection was made or somebody pointed out, hey, here's an idea, and then, by the way, it came from this other idea, and so we draw an arrow to connect them. And actually, if you look really closely, you can see the reflection of Mike's hands and a vague representation of his face holding his phone, taking the picture. He's reflected in the glass. We were outside. It was a lovely sunny day at Pebble Beach. Anytime you can have a meeting outside, if the weather is clement, we highly recommend it.
Yeah. And for many of you, you'll take a look at that and it'll look like, you know, just like a really dense version of the kind of notes that you might take in a meeting that you attended.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Except that. And this is huge. I'm amazed by this. In fact, as I recall, I chided you for this.
Oh, you did chide. I was wondering whether you were going to talk about this on the podcast.
What we're getting at is the difference in visual record keeping is no one else takes notes during the meeting. Let me be more clear about that. No one is allowed to take notes. They put down their pen, they put down their paper.
But not everyone. I mean, not like one of the owners sitting,
taking notes about what he needs to do next week based on the discussion and not contributing to the discussion. Yeah, no. No, nobody takes notes.
No feedback for me.
We're not going to ban somebody jotting something down that they remember, but you're not going to sit in a visual record-keeping meeting or agenda item and take your own set of notes. What you see in the picture represents the official and complete notes, everyone's notes of the meeting.
I don't know if we're going to talk about it later on, but I asked you, because we were discussing this, right?
Right.
As you were talking about, hey, let's do some show notes on that. Let's do a show on that. And I said,
what I said was, I can't believe we haven't done a show on that yet. Yeah. We have so many notes on so many shows on meetings, and we've never done this, and it's just so powerful.
Right. And so I said, well, I said, okay, I agree. Yeah, that was, you know, I shouldn't have done it. Ineffective. And I said, you know, but I was writing some, not but, and I was writing some notes because something reminded me of, hey, if this were true, that were, you know, what was up on the common notes being taken up on the wall there, there were some implications for me that I need to remember.
Right.
I said, like, I need to write those down. He goes, no, dude, you don't.
No, you don't.
I call it out. All right? I say, write this down on the board so everybody can see. Because I may in my mind, the private conversation I'm having, make some...
It's about your implications.
Some implications. And the fact that if I add them up to the board as part of the record keeping of the entire group, that might cause somebody else to contribute, right?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of people, 40%, 30% of people in meetings, and in general population, for some of you, if you're in a technology world and you have more high C's, it's a higher percentage than that, who say, well, no, I need to take my own notes. And if you're the manager, folks, this is manager tools, you tell them, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No notes are going to be taken other than the ones that we take as a group. I prefer to take my own notes. I don't care. I prefer to be playing golf right now, but I'm not. We're going to do what's effective, not what we'd all like to do. Yeah, and so literally when the group talks, you write down what they say. Not verbatim, but close to it. And seriously, this technique, this tool, is one of my all-time favorites. If you've never experienced it, folks, you will be shocked at how powerful it is in creating clear notes, surprisingly clear. You might think, oh no, I couldn't give up my ability to take notes because, you know, by definition, my notes are mine and they're better because they're for me. We discovered that, no, the notes that you take in front of a group are just fine, right?
I mean, absolutely.
You just look at them and you're like, my gosh, it's complete.
We were going through them 2 weeks later, and we were looking at these things, and people were crying, oh, yeah, wrote this, and then Wendy, you said this, and Danny, you said that, and then Mike, you said that. I mean, we had a complete representation of the meeting.
It not only creates clear notes, it creates a shared experience. And when you're taking notes about what you have to do or a note for yourself or whatever, you're not in the shared experience.
That's right.
It also increases participation because if you're sitting there thinking about the implications for you, you're not thinking about what Wendy or Danny or me or anybody else is saying.
That's right.
And frankly, the issue of increasing participation is what astounds people most who have previously buried themselves in their own notes. It can literally double or triple the amount of interaction.
Easily, that's an understatement.
Yeah. I mean, it's right. The feeling you have in being one of these meetings is astounding. And it occurs to me, we need to do this again, and we need video. We need to post the video on the web so people can see. And the fact that everybody is staring at the same entity, the notes, everyone is having very close to the exact same experience. When everybody's looking down and writing their notes, everybody is having a different experience by nature. Everybody in the room, guys, is having a different experience from everybody else, the chance of you achieving something like collaboration or cohesion or something, it's almost ludicrous. It's plaid, right? We've gone to plaid. Yeah, and it increases retention. And we'll talk more about the whole issue of typing versus handwriting later. But the fact that it's a picture, you're looking at a picture of the notes, increases your retention because that's the way your brain stores stuff is through pictures. And because everybody's on the same page, it increases people's commitment to take action afterwards. That's right. Yeah. In fact,
it's a public commitment versus a private commitment. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And everybody knows. When you're talking about X and X means something to one person particularly, everybody knows that person should be owning it or saying something or whatever. And if that person isn't paying attention because they're taking notes, if you weren't using visual record keeping, everybody knows, and some people think, that person is absolutely absenting themselves from this portion of the meeting because of the implication for them. And they'll complain and go, what? I'm sorry, what? I was doing something important. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. If you're going to spend the money to have people in the same room at the same time, the idea that somebody would say doing something important, and folks, I'm not even getting on my horse here, although I will if you want me to, about laptops. And
I'll stop. And all that you're okay. You're okay. Just,
I'm talking about them writing notes in their notebook. Guys, when I work with teams, I look at some of the notes, and I'm astounded.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, there's doodles. And then second of all, there's all kinds of stuff unrelated to the meeting that people are remembering. And then they say, well, I hate meetings. Well, why don't you show up and be there, you chowderhead, right? The idea that, oh, I hate this meeting, so I'm going to sit and I'm not going to do anything to make it better. Stop whining about how terrible meetings are.
Yeah, just don't show up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In fact.
No, physically. Go to work. Yeah, remove yourself physically as well as mentally and we'll be better.
Yeah, and even if you say all that, guys, I don't want to say that visual record keeping is the best note-taking device, or it's not the only really, really good note-taking device. And that's because there really is no best when it comes to taking notes. All note-taking is contextual. Different meeting items, different agenda items, different purposes lend themselves to different note-taking tools. So again, note that we talked about, this is for ideation, for creation, for idea capture, for future planning, for open discussions. So keep that in mind, and we'll give you more examples as we go through. What's more, before we get any email on this, just because there's no best, and it's all context, it really is, there is no context, guys, in any meeting that makes typing notes ever as good as a handwritten note-taking tool. We're sorry, those of you who are perfectionists, or you're reserved, or you're shy, or you're quiet, which I always found ludicrous. It's funny, shy people say, well, I just don't want to contribute, it's not my thing. I say, you know, that's funny, because I'm a talkative person, and yet you expect me to shut up when you're having a conversation with me. Well, yeah. Well, why? I'm a talkative person, so you should let me talk whenever
you
want.
Being quiet is not your thing, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah, exactly. It's you're funny, but you're missing the point. I mean, shy people expect to be able to sit through a meeting and not say anything. But on the other hand, when they're in a conversation,
they expect
the talkative person to not talk when they're talking.
No, I got your point.
So, if you're shy or quiet, We're sorry, but we stand by our repeated assertions that the speed of your typing, and this is particularly true for technology people, or the ability you say you will have with typewritten notes to search those notes electronically are never, in no way, powerful enough reasons to justify typing for note-taking. I'm going to say it again. Your brain stores pictures, not text, and typed notes are inherently stripped of an enormous part of their human memory cues. If you think of yourself as a data person, look at the data about typed note-taking versus handwritten. Guys, the research is in, and it's brutal. You just lose really, really badly. And frankly, I think there are a lot of people who say, I want to type or want to this, or because they're just looking to be the technologist who does that, that it's cool, that I'm willing to apply a tool, right, that I think is cool. I don't care if the tool's cool. I want to know whether or not it makes us have a more effective meeting. And the meeting shouldn't be about having a cool tool. The meeting should be about its purpose and how effectively you get to the purpose and how efficiently you do that.
And even if you think in your office when you're all alone, that particular behavior makes you more effective. The fact is, you're not an individual. This is a shared experience, right? And you adopt a set of behaviors that are effective in a group of people versus an individual.
Exactly. Yeah. The equivalent would be me being in my office and talking to myself out loud.
That's right.
While trying to type and talking about something else other than what I'm typing. No, that's not effective. And so in that context of being alone, I don't talk, I type. Maybe.
Right.
Whereas if you're in a meeting, you don't type and you don't get to sit for an hour and not contribute.
That's right.
We've talked about before about executives, about high C, perfectionist, reserved, careful, methodical, young executives getting promoted to the executive ranks and not contributing and getting in trouble for it. It's like, well, I don't have enough data to make a decision. I don't care. None of the rest of us have enough as much data as we'd like. With another 5 years, we'll start having data. Unfortunately, we'll be 5 years behind on the implementation of our project. And they end up losing their jobs or essentially being sidelined because you're supposed to sit at the table, you're supposed to contribute. Now, guys, there are plenty of meetings where you're not going to have to contribute, where you get to wait your turn, where you don't have to add something. But if you're having a discussion about the future, about idea capture, about being creative, about considering new options, if you're at the table, you're expected to talk.
Contribute. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. We need to do a podcast soon about decision making. The conversation we had in the hotel the other day about decision making and certainty and
that a
decision implies certainty.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Good.
But, well, we'll go back.
Yeah.
Folks, it's going to be a great podcast.
Yeah. Good. So look, to be clear, again, we want to go back to the context bit here. Visual record keeping is not for reporting on status of projects. Right, that's reporting on the past. You're not going to get any benefit of writing down what somebody says, because there's generally not a lot of value in what somebody says about what's already happened. Although that's a whole nother discussion sometimes. You don't want to use it for capturing deliverables. You don't want to use it for voting on the decision brief or on budget reporting. Generally, visual record keeping is not for any reporting discussion, because reporting is based on historical fact, which is not improved by collaboration, right? You can't collaborate and get better facts out of what happened last week. Visual record keeping is for discussion where idea creation or open discussion is encouraged, okay? And probably the way I think of it is future-based. If the discussion you're having is somehow related to the future, or figuring out the future, deciding what to do, then that's a good way to think about it, to help you decide, would visual record keeping, VRK, we'll call it, would VRK be a good tool in this situation? I used to tell clients, all discussions, now guys, this is me being simplistic, so please don't write me emails and say, well, I've thought of a sign where this is not true. But anyway, this is my
general rule.
A general rule, yeah, rule of thumb, that all discussions are either one of two things, what we've already done or what are we going to do. VRK is for the what are we going to do discussions. Another way of thinking of its uses is what we're about to do a little like brainstorming? If it is, that's usually future-based, and it's certainly idea capture, ideation or something, then it lends itself to visual record keeping. And yeah, that's an oversimplification. We just want to give you ways of thinking about it so you can find a time to use it and see if it doesn't increase your success in the discussion you're having. An interesting example is the hot wash. For those of you, we did the hot wash podcast eight years ago this December, right? It is also a good example of visual record keeping. Now, interestingly, it's not about the future. And so that's an example of visual record keeping. And if you don't know what the hot wash is, guys, don't have time to explain it now. You need to go listen to that podcast. I think it's in our Hall of Fame. Pretty sure. I mean, we still do a hot wash for every conference we have. What went well and take a look at.
Yeah.
So even though hot wash is not about the future, it does actually lend itself very well. So it's not as if visual record keeping is a black and white context kind of thing. We're trying to give you suggestions rather than recommendations for looking at opportunities to employ it as a tool. We can assure you, if you choose the right context, and if you're wondering, send us a mail at licensee@manager-tools.com, or you can send it to customerservice@manager-tools.com, or go to the forums and ask other people, hey, would this work for visual record keeping? And there are enough people who know, who have seen us do it, to know the context that work. But believe it or not, the hot wash is still capturing ideas and thoughts rather than it being specifically about past activity. It's really designed to judge past activity, and so you're really talking about how you feel or the ideas associated with past activity from a meeting perspective. But it's an example where it's not a black and white context.
Right. Okay, so now we kind of know the kind of context in which visual record keeping makes sense and when you might not want to use visual record keeping.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the behaviors during visual record keeping and the process. The most important thing during visual record keeping, other than people participating, is the actual person writing down what is being said and not characterizations of what was said.
Yeah. And now look, by the way, folks, we already have a podcast on note-taking in meetings for your own individual notes called the Cornell note-taking method. It's really good. I've used it many, many, many times. It's the most easily learned, has a lot of value. But look, one of the biggest mistakes that many people make in taking notes is writing down what they're thinking rather than what occurred or what was said or what happened. As a general rule, capturing your own ideas or characterizations of what is occurring is an ineffective note-taking approach. It's because that idea that you're having in your head that's coming from this meeting, this context you're in, that idea exists separate from the cause of it in the discussion. And here's what we know. If you write down your idea, you tend to lose the context in which the idea occurred. In other words, you can't recreate what was said that caused you to write that thing down.
Or
in terms of recall, when you what happens is...
Well, even if you could, nobody else, since this is the record keeping of for everybody in the shared experience.
No. I'm talking about individual record keeping. I'm not talking about record keeping. Yeah, so I'm talking, you know, because I know that people are thinking about visual record keeping and they're saying, oh, it's like me taking notes. Well, yeah, it is. It is you taking notes for the entire group. And the way a lot of people take notes is wrong because they tend to write down what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they have to do, rather than what's actually happening. And what memory people say, what the data says, is if you write down what was said versus what you were thinking of, you can easily recall what you were thinking. But if you write down what you were thinking, you can't recall what was said. And so your notes have almost no value to anyone else. And it's harder for you to argue a case, make a point, have a discussion with somebody else, because you're doing it in a really... It's almost narcissistic that you don't capture what's actually happening. You only capture what this means for me. And the problem is you have eight people in a room and they're all capturing what's in it for me. And it's like the three blind guys touching the elephant. One's touching the tail and says it's a vine, and one touches a leg and says it's a tree, and one touches the trunk and says it's a snake. And they're all wrong because they're all having their own private experience. And they never put it together and discover that's probably something else entirely. Now look, guys, keep in mind, we're talking about future ideas, capturing ideas, having discussions about that, versus jotting yourself a note about something you remembered you'd have to do or a deliverable for yourself based on the discussion. Look, it's okay for you to jot yourself a note, okay? That's not note-taking in a meeting. That's just a reminder. You do that all times during the day. We understand that. That has nothing to do with meeting note-taking. That's just you writing something down, okay? But what many of us do regularly in our own notes in meetings is not note-taking. It's time-saving self-organization and self-management. And look, it's fine to do it, but it's not fine to say that is note-taking. And your desire to save yourself some time is so much more important than the meeting you're in that you can mentally absent yourself from the meeting in order to make yourself individually more productive. With visual record keeping, you're going to have to make two leaps from what most people, based on the hundreds of thousands of notes I've seen that people have taken in meetings, you have to make two leaps. First, you have to not just be writing down your ideas. We're not capturing what's in your head. And you have to do it for everyone, not just for you. With visual record keeping, VRK, you write down what other people say. Now, to be clear, guys, that's the guidance for the note taker. There's only one note taker. If you're not the note taker, you don't take any notes of any significance, and we'll talk more about that later. Yeah, and again,
you can jot something down occasionally.
Sure, right? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't keep your own set of notes. Yeah. You can't. Now, you might say, well, I really want to. Okay, that's nice. Don't. Well, you know, Mark, that's just the way I do things. I don't care. This is a visual record keeping meeting. No notes. Close your notebooks. Put your pen away. And I got to tell you, I had one guy once said, no, I'm just not comfortable doing that in a meeting. I said, okay, go. He said, what do you mean go? I said, you don't need to be here. If you're going to take your own individual set of notes, you're going to be so mentally disengaged from the rest of what this group goes through because of the power of visual record keeping, you're not going to be useful to us.
That's right.
And in fact, privately, what I was thinking when that actually happened is that person is so focused on their own individual situation. And look, we're all for individual effectiveness. We don't believe that teams actually create anything. But there can be a significant value in the collaboration that happens, particularly when you're talking about ideas and idea capture.
And an uncertain future, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you write down what people say. You don't have to write down every word, but you try to capture a faithful representation of what they did say. And as you do more of that, you'll get better at it. Look, we have a good example from the notes, and I'd be willing to bet right now, Wendy and Danny were at the meeting with us. If they looked at these notes, if they looked at the picture that are attached to the show notes or that are on the website, the word geography was there, and they could all do the same thing we could based on geography. They could, based on that word alone, because we were all having a shared experience, they could recreate what happened exactly in the meeting based on just that one word with a question mark on the end of it. And so you'll see that on the example that we have on the website, I think it starts top, very top left in blue. It says theory of the business. And I think it says environment at the very top. That's the first thing Drucker addresses. And then the first word is geography. The example, folks, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. The example we've posted on the website is from our own theory of the business discussion in Q4 this year, 2013. Drucker has a concept called theory of the business, which we highly encourage you to learn about. It's in the book Management by Peter Drucker. And he says there are three sets of assumptions that every organization must make plain. And the first set of assumptions are assumptions about the environment in which the organization operates. In other words, what part of society does the organization serve? How does the organization see that society in terms of structure and the market and customers and technology? Really, making a map of the outside world. So I'm having this discussion. I'm facilitating, as it were, and I have the pen. And I said to the group, okay, what do we think about these things? Now, if you look at the notes that are, again, are on the website, you'll see how powerful Peter Drucker's idea is. No one in the meeting, neither Mike nor Wendy nor Danny, had ever taken part in a theory of the business discussion. But when you look at the notes, our group had some pretty darn good insights. And frankly, for three people who had never done it before, if we can do it, so can you. If you set aside some time and ask folks to think and talk about their theory of the business, you'll be astounded at how easy it is to talk about these things. But so, I'm sorry, getting ahead of myself, trying to plug Drucker here. So basically, I opened up the discussion, and the first thing somebody said was, I wonder how geography affects us, right? And by the way, that's a verbatim quote. Note that what I wrote down was geography, question mark. It was the first thing that was said. So again, the notes you take, you don't have to write down, I wonder how geography affects us. You can just write geography, question mark. And because you have the context, this is theory of the business environment, everybody can recreate exactly what that is because the context limits the possibilities of that word geography. Now, I'm not saying anybody else would have been able to figure that out, but nobody in our meeting would ever have doubt. You see these notes 5 years from now, everybody will know exactly what that means because of the context and because of the shared experience. And again, you don't have to be verbatim, but the notes are intended to be faithful while trying to be efficient as well. And so the standard for the notes you take in a visual record keeping meeting or agenda item is, would anyone present learn enough from the note you took to be able to roughly replicate what was said and its intent? And what's funny is people hear that standard and it sounds foreign at first, but again, thousands, tens of thousands now in my career that I've taught this to will tell you the first time they use this technique, they end up writing down what they would have written down themselves had they been taking notes privately, but the group, right? I'm the designated note taker.
That's right.
But I got to tell you something. Knowing that the group is watching you improves your ability to be accurate. And by the way, you can correct it in real time as well. If you get the essence of what somebody says wrong, if you're taking private notes, we don't find out until the end of the day. And then we can't recreate what actually happened.
Here you do, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get better pretty quickly.
Guys, I apologize. I didn't expect this cast to be that long. I started writing it yesterday, actually, on the plane. And I just realized how excited I was about it and really wanted to share not only the theory, but really get into the weeds about the behaviors. And part of the reason we have to stop is because today is Army-Navy football.
Hey, we're going to Army-Navy.
We're going to Army-Navy game. Mike and I are in Philadelphia in a hotel room, and so we'll sign off with Beat Navy.
Thanks, everyone. That's it for this week. We'll finish it up next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.